About a decade ago, Wyoming jailed kids who committed crimes at higher rates than almost anywhere else in the country. In the last few years, the state has taken steps to reduce the number of juveniles in detention. A program in Fremont County has helped lead that effort. Since 2013, many kids there that would have gone to jail now go to a program called the WyO10 Day Reporting Center. Wyoming Public Radio's Miles Bryan reports.
I'm happiest when I'm with my brother playing basketball.
I'm happiest when I'm riding my dirt bike.
In a classroom at a Riverton Activity Center, kids are sitting in a connection circle. They toss a ball around, and whoever has it has got to say what makes them happiest.
I'm happiest when I'm around my family.
The idea is that if two kids are happy when they're doing the same thing, they make a connection. While it feels like something at an alternative high school, it's actually an alternative to juvenile detention. Five of the seven kids here today probably would have spent time in detention if this program didn't exist, according to the program director. For Letitia Goodwin, it was either this or jail.
I got in a fight and used drugs.
Goodwin says before she started coming to this program a few months ago, she hadn't gone to school for half a year. But she says being around the people here has got her motivated to tackle schoolwork again.
I got my two tests done, science and reading. Now I just have to work on writing, math, and social studies, and then I could possibly get my GED.
I like this program a lot.
17-year-old Coy Bennett is only at the day center for a week. He was suspended from his high school, and because he was already on probation, he says the judge told him to come here instead of just staying home. Bennett says that was a good call.
If I were sitting at home, even if I had the work with me, I would not work on it. I'd be playing Xbox, but here I'm keeping up on it.
The WyO10 Day Reporting Center opened in 2013 and serves kids from 6th to 12th grade. It's part of a broader initiative to cut down on juvenile detention that a number of Wyoming counties have taken on in the last few years. Programs like this have helped the state cut its juvenile detention rate by half since 2007. But the Day Reporting Center probably wouldn't have opened at all if something else hadn't happened right before. The juvenile jail shut down. Fremont County Undersheriff Ryan Lee says the county detention center has about 190 beds. And up until a few years ago, the juvenile wing took up 20 of those.
On average, we were only holding about three juveniles.
Lee says the county decided to close the juvenile wing after it had started paying extra to send adult inmates to neighboring county detention centers.
We were spending upwards of $300,000 a year to incarcerate people out of county just so we could keep the juvenile detention facility open for three people.
The Day Reporting Center costs about $260,000 a year of federal, state, and county money to operate, says Director Melinda Cox. The program has served 110 kids in the last 3 years. It allows juveniles to stay on track with their schoolwork and can help them avoid becoming part of the 20% of Wyoming youth who don't finish high school. Cox says her kids are now much more likely to do things like pass the high school equivalency test, or HISET.
We just had two kids graduate with their HISET. And one is attending college. He was a dropout.
Cox says the Day Reporting Center doesn't need to feel like a jail to help these kids get back on track.
I've been working with juvenile justice my whole adult career, and I know that that punitive style does not work.
Cox says there should be a juvenile detention center in Fremont County for kids who commit offenses too serious for the day center, but there's no plan to build one anytime soon. That absence has hit the Native American community particularly hard. While kids off the reservation in Fremont County who need to be detained are taken to Rock Springs, 2.5 hours away, the tribes have an arrangement to take detained kids to the Northern Cheyenne Reservation in Busbee, Montana.
Which is another 5, maybe 7 hours. You don't want to be able to do that. You want to be able to have them here.
Clarence Thomas is the director of Eastern Shoshone Juvenile Services. He says the Eastern Shoshone youth have been doing well in the day reporting program. He says he doesn't want to see a large new juvenile jail so much as a smaller detention center where kids who are inebriated can sober up.
I am happiest when I am riding my horse.
I'm happiest when I'm with my older brother.
Back at the WyO10 Day Reporting Center, Coy Bennett says he's glad he was able to come here and not go to jail. He knows firsthand what that's like.
It was pretty boring in prison. Like, there wasn't much to do. Like, you literally sat there all day. This is a lot nicer than going to jail.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Miles Bryan.